Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA, gives young undocumented immigrants temporary protection from deportation and allows them to obtain a work permit. Former school board member Mo Hickey wants to raise money to help these kids apply for DACA protection. He says many of the kids who need work-study programs to continue their higher-level education can't afford the cost of the application.
You know, something that would be long-lasting and have an impact both on the students and the family, the children and the family, would be to get the DACA cards for them. It's prohibitive in the sense that it's $495 to just fill out the application. There are legal fees attached to it if you want to make sure you do it properly.
Hickey says getting the card is restrictive, but hopefully offers a pathway to legal residence for children who were brought to the U.S. by their parents.
There's a lot of criteria: when you were born, when you were in the country, can't be over a certain age, you can't have committed a felony, you have to be in school or continuing your education. So it allows you to get a work-study job at SLIC, for example, which I was just down there last week talking to some people, and those are great programs. It allows them to work legally within the community here. So they get a Social Security card. They can actually have their full documentation. And then lastly, it gives a path towards a green card at some point down the road, hopefully.
It's not certain that the Trump administration will continue the program, so there is a bit of apprehension for applicants worried about drawing attention to themselves. An organization called Simple Citizen is offering their services to help students get DACA status. Hickey thinks there may be as many as 500 students in the Park City School District and up to 15,000 students in the state who would be eligible.
They do all documentation for DACA cards, green cards, HB1 visas, et cetera. They do all the processing online. The nicest part for me was you can enter the information in Spanish and it translates it into English. They've donated that to us. Our estimate is our legal fees per student will come down from about $400 to below $150.
They've raised about $10,000 in the first week and just received a $2,000 matching grant. Hickey says they plan to continue the program and add as many kids as possible.
Our goal now is that if we raise the $20,000, that could wind up being 30 or 35 kids right away because of the reduction in the legal fees.
The Park City Ed Foundation's Bright Futures program, along with the Park City Institute's tutoring services, helps first-generation students attend and graduate from college. Jen Billows from the Park City Ed Foundation says her organization is committed to the programs that help undocumented students succeed.
So that's a program that eventually is going to be $120,000 a year at least. We'll always need to help these kids get DACA cards until things change. We'll always need to help fund the after-school program. We'll always want to fund the Latinos in Action. So there's a myriad of places your money can go.
To make a donation, go to pcef4kids.org. That's the number 4. Click on Give and write DACA in the comments. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.